The BS Report is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to BS Report, taping this on a Monday afternoon for Tuesday. I'm joined by three Grantland staff members. Mm-hmm. The czar of reality TV, Dave Jacoby.
Hello.
Jay Caspian Kang.
Hello.
Mark Lasanti.
Hello.
You run our Hollywood Perspectives blog.
I do.
Jay has written some American Idol stuff from time to time.
Yes, I have.
I watch American Idol.
I don't.
Jacoby doesn't watch it.
You're the natural choice to join us in this.
Yes. You're like the control.
Reality TV is my corner, and I need to maintain it.
Every fantasy draft has one guy who doesn't really know a lot, but somehow ends up either winning or finishing second, and this year it's probably going to be you. Anyway, here's what we thought we would do. We were having an office debate about American Idol judges and who would be the perfect judge and what they should do, should they blow up the show, how much should they spend, and it just kind of kept going and going, and Jay just always manages to get condescending about it because he feels like he's Mr. Idol, and he won't accept any other suggestions other than his. So we finally decided, screw it. We're going to have a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go six rounds. Six rounds or seven?
Six rounds.
So you can draft three or four judges. You can draft one or two coaches, and then you can have a wild card pick that could be anything. It could be a sideline reporter. It could be a Ryan Seacrest replacement. Mm. It could be some job we don't even know what it is. Some person in the rafters who just jumps out. Like, you can be whatever you want. And everybody is fair play, including J-Lo. So J-Lo might not get drafted today.
I'd guess that J-Lo's not going to get drafted.
You're guessing J-Lo's not going to get drafted.
I think the four of us are just going to let her go by the wayside.
Well, see,
that's gamesmanship right there.
That is gamesmanship.
Yeah, that's gamesmanship.
Cross her off your list.
That's gamesmanship.
I don't know what you're saying.
But the idea is you walk away with a full show.
Yeah.
So each person in this room will walk away with a fully staffed show.
And money is no object.
Yeah.
And we'll let listeners decide who wins.
The only object is the baseline feasibility of getting that person on the show.
Which we decided that if somebody makes a pick and we decide that it's not a totally feasible choice, the other three people get to vote on whether it's feasible. Yeah. So if I pick Tupac Shakur, the three of you can come in and say, no, he's not alive. Then I would say, no, he is alive. He lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. And you'd say, no, he isn't. Prove it.
I heard it was Cuba, but yeah.
Cuba, whatever.
Yeah.
And we go from there. So anyway, we did a random draft order, or whatever you call it. Mark Lasanti went to givemethenumberonepick.com. They did. So he
it works.
Number
try
pick.
It.
Yeah, you're very familiar with that site. Bill.
Yeah, I know that site well. I had two. Kang has three. You have snake fashion four and five.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to end up with a team. Once somebody is selected, you cannot pick that person. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see who has the best team. And Jay's going to vote for himself regardless of how this plays out. So just be prepared.
Sideline reporter.
Are we going to do team names or no?
I think that we're too far into this.
We're too deep. Okay. Yeah. So first pick, Mark Lasanti.
Well, here's the burden of having the first overall pick. You know, are you going to be the guy who picks the Albert Pujols? Or are you going to be the guy who wants to be a little smarter than the room?
Mm.
And just, you know, get cute with it. Pick the Ryan Braun, the Hanley Ramirez, the whoever in that particular year. I'm not going to get too smart with it. I'm going to go with, I think, is probably the most obvious pick. Pick that was shouted out in the office earlier.
Mm.
Not by me, by you.
Mm.
It's a guy who is unquestioned superstar, a guy who is unquestionably insane.
Ooh.
He's a personality. He's huge. He's an A-lister. Musical superstar.
Mm.
Twitter superstar.
Mm.
Mm.
one half of the throne. Kanye West, with the number one overall pick.
What?
Probably obvious, but...
Madison Square Garden is happy with that pick.
He's going to get bored by week two and then just start mailing it in every single week.
He will not be bored. He'll be thinking about what he's going to wear in week three.
He's an opinionated guy. I think he stays engaged long enough. I think we're also going to the assumption that...
First of all, if you could get him,
he's going to be in it.
Will he be drunk every single episode? Because the only time he's ever done...
Does he have a drinking problem? I'm unaware of this. That's a problem.
Shots fired.
When's he going to drink Cavassier in the stage?
But that was the whole Taylor Swift thing, right? He was supposed to be extremely intoxicated when he went up on stage with her.
That's great, but that has nothing to do with his performance as an idol judge.
Jacoby's going to be sitting behind the table right now.
Yeah.
I like the Kanye pick.
It's the first
overall. Here's the thing. How many Twitter followers does he have?
Oh, something like 3 million? 4 million?
Yeah,
he's up there. I think he's like in the top 10.
Really? The Twitter thing is a big thing. Like, you're pushing people toward the show, like, at 7:59. Yeah, you're getting a couple extra million people.
Kanye brings a lot more to the table than his Twitter
followers.
I mean, the man's insane. Like, he's liable to do anything. There's one important thing about staffing a show like this is the anything-can-happen-ness of the show. That's one thing that Idol lacks for me is that it doesn't have enough anything-can-happen juice. And Kanye brings a lot of that. You will tune in just because Kanye might eat a live chicken. He might do that.
No, he won't.
No, he won't eat a live chicken.
He probably wouldn't.
I actually think Kanye is kind of boring, secretly.
He might bring a live chicken.
You want to think he's exciting, but you actually, like, if you listen to what he says and stuff, like, the only time he's interesting is when he doesn't get an award in an award show.
Yeah, and that was the time when he was really drunk, but outside of that, he hasn't done anything.
Well, I love him as number one overall because he's bringing all these things to the table. He's got the Twitter followers.
Like,
he's got the music career.
Like,
he's got the insanity. He's got the opinions. You know, he's going to be interesting. He's the whole package. I don't think there's a single better pick than any of you are going to make.
Good pick. Anyone who says it's a bad pick.
This is kind of a bulletproof pick.
It is. It's a good pick.
It was the
pool holes. I know you guys want to poke holes in this.
It was
pick.
Obvious.
There are people who don't live on the coast who probably don't even know who Kanye West is.
Well, he's from Chicago, so there's that.
All right. Number two pick. First round. I'm taking somebody that he's an actor. Mm. He's a singer. He's a comedian.
Okay.
He's somebody that has a comedy background. Mm. He's somebody that has won an Oscar.
Did you
really?
In his past.
Tracy Morgan?
Did you write a column about this man?
I did not.
Okay.
He's somebody that fancies himself as some sort of a musical entity.
Tom Hanks.
Mr. Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's right, Jamie Foxx.
He's been on the show before.
I think he'd be good.
Pretty good.
I think he'd be good. And I think he gives you the unpredictability. He gives you the sense of humor, which that show is just lost completely, unless Steven Tyler's doing something idiotic. You guys like this pick. There's like that jealous silence.
I will say one thing, though.
Jealous silence.
This one escaped me.
He's become kind of a...
I couldn't have taken him one overall, but I like it.
He's become sort of a... He's become kind of an arrogant jerk recently.
Good. Oh, that helps the show. I like that.
Big plus.
I like him.
That's a big
plus.
Yeah,
that turns into a whole, what is Jamie Foxx, though? He's a comedian.
Watchability.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What is Jamie Foxx, though? He's a comedian. Why
Every
he
week he demands to do Blame It on the Alcohol.
Drunk.
All right, Kang, you're up.
It's a good pick.
All right.
You're a jerk.
This is, I can't believe this person fell to me. This really, I'm benefiting from the fact that we have no salary cap here. Maybe the most famous person in America, currently not really doing much except sitting in...
Coney?
What?
Oh, I know who you're going for now. With the salary cap.
Has an acting background, has some musical background. The best pick so far is Oprah Winfrey.
Whoa!
you can't beat that! Oprah!
She
would bring in so many viewers!
Oprah Winfrey.
That was my first pick. I was circling the star next to Oprah. And I was picking next.
Yes.
That's a good pick.
It's a very, I mean, I do want to argue it's infeasible that she would do this, but considering she was starred and circled on my list, I can't even make that case.
Can I go devil's advocate?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the Ellen DeGeneres season. I think if somebody doesn't have any semblance of a music background at all, the audience just instinctively resents him the same way on Monday Night Football when Dennis Miller and Tony Kornheiser were in there. There was this invisible barrier they couldn't cross because every time they said anything analytical,
it's, what do you
people
know?
Are like, yeah, it's like, well, what do you
Here's
know?
Here's the You're, thing with Oprah.
Yeah.
I bet you secretly she has the best singing voice in the world. She just doesn't give it to us. It's just she hasn't brought it to us yet.
Hmm.
Nothing's kind of out of her reach.
All right. There's a lot of things she has.
Here's my thing with Oprah. Too nice. I just don't see her really embarrassing somebody on national television the way that you have to.
Here's the thing, though. You can balance that on your team otherwise.
Well, that's not my problem because I don't have her anymore.
No, but she did that with that guy who wrote...
Oh,
the
James
memoir.
Fry.
Yeah, she can just treat bad singers like they fabricated their memoirs, you know? She actually did humiliate him on national TV.
I think you'd also, now you have to draft Gayle in the fifth or sixth round because they're a package deal.
As a minder. Yeah.
That's your wild card pick now, unfortunately. So that was a two-pick pick. Dave Jacoby, you have 4 and 5.
I do.
Last pick of the first round, first pick of the second round.
Now, when you have 4 and 5 in the snake draft, it's a funny place to be because I'm basically building 1/3 of my entire team right here and right now.
Picks.
So what you have to do is you have to consider star power. You have to consider the chemistry between these people is important too. You're not picking these people in a vacuum. My first pick is arguably more famous than Oprah. I would say more recognizable internationally than Oprah. I would say one of the most recognizable people that's ever walked the planet Earth across all history. A young woman.
I thought it was going to be Jesus.
With one name. Born from the club scene in New York City in the early 80s.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Madonna.
That's pretty good.
Poke a hole.
I'd rather have Lady Gaga.
I think she's going to be polite and boring.
Again.
What, you're giving away picks. What are you doing? You have to do a shot right now.
We're not allowed to mention the names.
Where's the Jaeger?
Right.
People haven't been picked yet.
That's the only hole I can shoot in Madonna.
I think it would be fun to hear the British accent and just... it's like two seasons of shows, just us commenting on the British accent the whole time.
Oh, I'm not done.
Yeah.
No, we're not done dissecting.
I'm not done. She's going to be really two-mannered.
Give me a second. Let me make my second pick. And then you
can.
All right.
Because you have to consider how these people will work together. You mentioned the British accent. Now, this person is known as one of the greatest musicians of our time.
Oh, no, don't pick
Has
my
a
guy.
Public beef with Madonna. So there'll be baked in tension right there on the set. At the judges' table every single time. So if you think Madonna's too mannered, she's too nice, guess what? One of her frenemies is right there next to her, Sir Elton John.
Yeah.
Madonna, Elton John.
Wait, what's the Madonna, Elton John beef?
They have beef.
Oh. I like Elton John. He was on my list. Also, have they had a gay judge?
It was too obvious
yet?
For my list.
Hold snarky comments.
Yeah.
They have not had a gay judge yet.
Ellen.
Ellen. I guess she counts. Being one of the most famous gay people ever. Ellen John's interesting because he could get a little snarky. He could get a little bitchy.
He also was when they had LaToya London and Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson, the bottom three, when he was guest judging.
Yeah.
He said that America's too racist to hold a singing contest.
Is he eligible as a previous guest judge?
Yeah. So that's good. I mean, that stirred up a lot of controversy, I remember.
Plus, he dresses weird. He certainly has the credibility. Like, if Elton John says, I don't like the blank, you take it seriously.
All right, Jacoby, one question, though.
All right.
Like, everyone in this room right now is over the age of 30.
Yeah. Fair.
Do you think that a 16 to 22-year-old person cares about Elton John and Madonna?
Great question.
Yes.
Okay. Good rebuttal. Strong rebuttal.
Good answer. All right. I'm actually going to stay in that decade and go with somebody who could be a flaming disaster, but I think it's worth the risk because of the whole mysterious part, the crazy part, the unpredictability, and certainly perhaps the most musical credibility of anybody living right now. And I am going to go ahead and pair Oprah with Prince.
Let's be honest.
Stunned silence again.
He was on everybody's list.
He's on my list, but when was the last time?
He was not on my list.
When was the last time he had a personality?
I think it's a great pick.
I think he's quiet.
He's full of personality, quietly.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at the Charlie Murphy story thing.
He didn't say a word in the Charlie Murphy story
I've
thing.
I've never seen him be interesting in any way in an interview.
You don't think that it'd be interesting if he said, like, if he would say, like, three words every single time, and then you would have to decipher what he was talking about?
Name the iconic Prince soundbite.
It's the smirk when Apollonia took her shirt off in Purple Rain.
It sounds like this. That's it. That's all
I don't
you
know.
Need
I don't know about your team chemistry.
It's a risk.
Open
it's
Prince.
A risk.
Who's the glue guy on that team?
I'm coming up with it next.
Mm. Right. Oprah and Prince. I don't know. I don't like it. Oprah. Now I don't like it. Now
I gotta say,
it.
I'm a fan of Team Kang so far.
All right, thank
those
you.
Are good. Those are good picks. I'm not gonna shoot holes in them.
All right, Bunsen. Right, who's
no,
up?
No, back to Bill.
Oh, it's Bill.
All right, it's too early for my next pick. You know, I let this guy go the first time around because I figured I could get him on the way back. I think that he's also an athlete, much like my first pick, an actor and a singer. Somebody who's had a lot of comedic moments. Somebody who is a gigantic superstar in his own brand. Mm. Somebody who, unlike Mr. Jacoby's team, could actually appeal to people under 45. And like Mr. Kang's team as well. I care about ratings as much as a good show. That's why I'm bringing in one of the co-writers of Dick in the Box, Mr. Justin Timberlake. And I'm going to team him up with Jamie Foxx. And that is a show that girls are going to watch. Thank you.
We're doing American Idol, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Timberlake and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Right. Those are my first two guys.
All right. Yeah. Neither of them are music-first talents.
Justin Timberlake is.
No, not anymore, buddy.
He's kind of retired
was.
The singing career.
He's
but,
retired the
but
singing career.
Originally known for the, you know, for the
come
music.
On.
What do you
come
mean,
on.
Come on?
That's the wrong way to attack that pick.
Will you attack it, Bunsen?
A lot of the luster is coming off Jade Tim. Like,
yeah,
all his movies flop. People
only because of the movies. No, the one movie with Mila Kunis didn't flop.
What, was Friends with Benefits?
Yeah, that did all right.
What? Where?
Did all right. Have all four of us have seen it.
On an airplane.
I have seen it.
I want to meet anybody who hasn't seen that movie at this point. We've all seen
I've
it.
Seen it because I was trapped inside of a tin can for 6 hours
I
and
haven't
played
seen
it.
It.
Well, I don't care.
I see everything and I haven't seen it.
I think he's a star.
But do you think that he's a comedic star, like a comedic movie star?
This is one of the reasons I like this pick. I think this show needs to evolve and not become the same stale formulaic show where they only have the same 200 songs that they pick from and the beats are the exact same week after week. I think you need to, if you're going to have these judges, you actually need to use them beyond just the show. Maybe shoot a little couple bits of them, have them interact with the people.
Have them perform.
So on and so on. Have them perform. They could sing. They could fill in little time things. Like, make the show more fun.
I will say, if you could somehow parlay that into Justin Timberlake resurrecting his music career on Idol in a live performance and, like, releasing a new single, that would be a huge rating. So.
Couldn't you see him and Jamie Foxx wearing expensive glasses and just being trying to outdouche each other, basically?
Your panel might be a little too satisfied and smug.
Good.
Yeah.
So is Simon.
Bad chemistry with two of them. One of
so
them okay. But
that's
two
why
of them?
My third pick is going to be so
brutal. Also, a lot of dudes.
Can we bake in a Lethal Weapon remake into their contract?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. Then I'm on board.
A really bad 48 Hours ripoff.
Now here's how I'm going to attack that pick.
Okay.
Because ooh. As you were giving your preamble to that pick, here's who I thought you were going to pick. Mm. And now I'm zigzagging to pick this guy up now because he might not follow me later.
Huh.
Right up until the end of your introduction, I thought you were going Dave Grohl. I'm going Dave Grohl.
I thought a lot about
he's
Dave
got
Grohl.
The likability, he's got musical credentials. He's got to be one of the most likable guys in entertainment industry in general, music particularly.
He's played a bunch of instruments.
Yeah, I think you'd like to see him there on the panel. I think he pairs nicely with Kanye.
I like
my
him.
Team.
I'm too worried about the political controversy with him. That's why I stayed away. I don't want to lose my show halfway through the season because he said something offensive.
What does he say
well,
offensive?
He just attacked people who make music with computers.
He's one of those political activists.
He walked
guys.
It back, though. Yeah. He walked it back.
I don't feel like he'd want to be in the show. I think he'd feel like he sold out. I think he'd feel like Cobain would be disappointed in him.
Now, I think the Foo Fighters are far enough along down the path.
off the sell-out path?
Didn't yeah. they just do that? They just
Idol's
the
not
going to
look too crazy. Yeah,
they
play the Grammys. They have 500 Grammys where I think when you've collected that many, the sellout thing kind of
disappears. I like the girl pick.
And they show up to get them, too. They don't, you know, they pick up their Grammys. They don't just say, hey, I've got enough Grammys. I don't need this anymore.
Kanye and Dave Grohl. I like that first, too.
All right.
I don't think they'd like each other.
Bunsen, you got another one.
Yeah, this is a big pick right here.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, this works with my Dave Grohl pivot. Hmm. Here's somebody to butt up against Dave Grohl. Here's somebody to occupy the still fallow Paula Abdul slot. The crazy person, the unhinged person, the person who might have a history of substance abuse. Hmm. Person who Dave Grohl doesn't get along with. And, you know, I don't know how she's going to react with Kanye West, but we're going to take Courtney Love.
Ooh.
Oh,
she
wow.
She was on my list.
I thought about her, too, but I think that that she's even more irrelevant than Elton John for today's tweens.
Mm.
Like, I think the last
so
time...
So is your strategy in trying to bring in the tweens to pick Oprah Winfrey?
And Prince?
And yes. Prince?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what my next pick is.
It's got to be Justin Bieber. You're really putting yourself in a corner. Yeah.
All right, you got to do another
really
shot.
All
right,
hold on, I'm up. You don't get to jump my pick.
No, I was going to... Yeah, I was going to talk more about his pick. But
go ahead.
I thought you were making a pick. I was concerned.
No, I would. Can you? Do you think that Dave Grohl is that people under the age of 30 listen to the Foo Fighters?
Absolutely. Teenagers love the Foo Fighters.
I don't know anybody listens to the Foo Fighters.
I don't know anyone who listens.
I don't know. They have their albums are bestsellers.
Oh,
they won the Grammys.
Yeah,
they're all over the MTV.
There are a lot of 33-year-old dudes.
Here's why I steered away from Courtney. I think HD is not a friend for certain people. And if you've had just a massive amount of plastic surgery, at some point you can pass the point of no return in HD, and you don't want to distract from the show. And I think anytime she's on TV, people are just going to be like, oh, my God, what happened to her? And that can go to a dark place pretty fast.
Mm.
That's my one reservation.
And if I have to worry about the composition of my team, it's that the Kanye-Courtney 1-2 punch might be a little unstable.
Mm.
Especially when you throw in the volatility of Dave Grohl and their history together.
Yeah, you
need. But if we're going for watchability, those are all pluses.
You need like
the whole thing might come apart. They might have to cancel the show in the middle of the season, but it's going to be an entertaining first 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah. All right, so I'm up on the clock now, and I know Kang has his eye on a female third cast member. He's got to round out his team. He's very concerned I'm going to take a certain person, but I'm not. I know who he's going to take with his next pick. I don't care. I'm going to go off the board a little bit here. I'm going to go with a coach. I'm making a coach pick.
Oh, God. It's like taking a kicker in the fourth round of a football thing.
I'm doing it because I know I can get who I want coming back around.
Okay, good.
Because I know who Kang's going to pick, and I know who you're going to pick with your next two.
Well, I don't, so that's fair.
I need a coach. I want somebody with a lot of musical gravitas. Somebody who's crazy. Somebody who's old. A little senior citizen-y, but yet kind of a little Mr. Miyagi. Somebody who's not opposed to maybe driving his car in a telephone pole during the season. Getting the show a lot of attention because he took out his Mercedes.
Okay.
Somebody who's historically underrated, I feel like, as an artist.
Is this a telephone pole in eastern Long Island?
Somebody who could maybe get on the piano.
Oh,
with one, I guess. Actually, no. Let me show you how to do it.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Here. No.
Oh, no,
somebody,
I know where you're going.
Somebody who does not like Chuck Klosterman.
Is he a downtown guy kind of guy?
Somebody who's had a lot of ups and downs over the years, Mr. Billy Joel. And he's going to be my coach. What do you think of that?
I'm sorry, I slept through that entire thing. I knew you were going Billy Joel, and it's just such a boring down the middle of the road pick. Like,
oh, okay. Let's see who your coach is.
You'll find out who my coach is in three rounds when we start drafting coaches. Right, I'm drafting judges now.
I'll take one of the.
Yeah, you pick Billy Joel, and I have to go through my memory and convince myself he hasn't already been a guest judge 4 seasons ago.
And what do you associate Billy Joel with?
I don't know. Being one of the most successful pop artists of all time.
But what about his personality?
One of the two
Billy
best piano
Joel
acts
is
ever.
Blank.
Billy Joel is like one of the best interviews on the planet. Have you ever seen a Billy Joel interview?
No, because
he's unbelievably candid. He's not. He's unbelievably candid.
If he was so unbelievably candid, I would have been able to make it through 30 seconds of him talking, which I've never done.
With
in my
what?
Life.
You can't. Did you see the documentary about him at Shea Stadium? He's good in that.
No,
Billy Joel's good.
It's not interesting.
Billy Joel's very interesting.
All right.
More interesting than freaking Elton John.
Elton John is very interesting.
No, he's not.
I don't know.
I feel like
Elton
Billy
John.
Joel's the better version of the Elton John pick.
Kang, you're up.
All right. I don't love either of them.
Go ahead. Dude, I'm going to pick. I know you're
going to pick the first person under the age of 40, I think, that's selected in this draft. And
has there ever been an idol judge under 40? This is a
question. Well, look,
J-Lo's 25.
This person had a massive year a couple of years ago, has been a little bit more quiet because her personal life has been falling apart a little bit. I think that she can have a lot of different appeals to the idol viewing public, and for the most part, I think that she really is like the goddess of the tween girl population, and I am picking Miss Katy Perry.
Yeah, I was gonna do it, but I knew you'd be ruined for the draft.
If I had a backup.
You had a backup?
Yeah.
My thing with Katy Perry is it might be over.
Well, that's why she should do Idol.
You might be catching her like
you think?
Like a football running back the year after they ran. It's like Chris Johnson right now. Could be a Chris Johnson.
She's in her peak. She might be just unattainable in that. She's doing pretty well
right
now.
She's blue hair.
She might not be quite ready for the table.
Blue hair right now.
Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez aren't exactly at the peak of their musical careers either.
No.
Then perhaps that's why we're replacing them.
But how long has Katy Perry been famous? Like for 2 years? 3 years?
4 years. Kiss the Girl came out a while ago.
Yeah, she's had one album.
She's doing pretty well. I'm just not... As much as the stigma has been mostly removed from the judges' table on these shows now with Christina Aguilera and whoever.
True.
She might not be quite ready. All those people who have taken those things have needed
that's
the boost. J-Lo needed it. J-Lo's career was in the crapper. Christina was not doing so hot.
I'm not against
it's
the
a turnaround.
She plus show,
but I think she's a good pick, and you know, for like quality.
Well, just like I find myself while watching The Voice, just completely staring in on any sort of cleavage that Christina Aguilera shows, and it's not even like a.
It's not a sexual thing.
Yeah, it's not a sexual thing. It's just that like
the eye is drawn.
Yeah, and the producers, or maybe she decides to do it. She clearly decides to just like increasingly show more cleavage every single week, to the point where there's just like at some
last
point they're
week
just
she
gonna
was
fall
topless.
Out.
Listeners just missed a great hand gesture on behalf of JK.
It's kind of like the shining two watermelons gently hand gesture.
Katy Perry, I think, could bring all of that. And actually in her one stint as
bring
an
all
idol.
That cleavage?
She could bring all that to the table.
She definitely can.
In her one idol appearance as a guest judge, which she was great. She was very, very mean and fought with Cara DiGuardi. She did the same thing. It was just like
she was great when she was on before.
She was really good. You're right.
She was good.
My fear with her is that it seems like she's going off the deep end a little bit. Well, actually, maybe that would be good for the show.
It might be good for the show.
But who is she flirting with out of Oprah and Prince? maybe she and Prince can read
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. I might need a number four. I might need a number four.
She and Prince can recreate the bathe yourself in Lake Minnetonka scene.
Oh, wait. I just thought of something. All right.
All right, Jacoby, you're up. I like the Katy Perry pick. I almost took her, but I'm going to be happy with the one I have.
All right. Right now I've got Madonna. I've got Elton John. No one at this table can disagree with those people being luminaries, very opinionated, with big personalities. Mm. Now I need a little scotch for my soda. You know, I need something that's going to just tilt this whole thing off and just get the ingredient just right. And the last ingredient I have is someone who, the most popular musician recording music right now. Everyone knows this person. Everyone's familiar with this person. Big personality and a complete weirdo. Anything can happen. This person can wear, say, or do anything. And none of you even know who I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, I add to Madonna and Elton John a man who's been famous since he was 10 years old, Lil Wayne.
Ooh.
Lil Wayne.
That's the worst thing ever.
That is the J. Kang laugh of condescension.
Laugh all you want. Laugh all you want.
He's brought the draft to a halt with
that's
his laugh.
The same laugh you do for JaVale McGee YouTube clips. That is Madonna, LJ.
Madonna, Elton John, Lil Wayne. See, this is something. This is a response. This is what you need. You want a response from the people.
Oh, man, that's a terrible team. All right, you got one more pick.
Oh, I do have another pick. Yeah. Well, perfect. I'm going to take
almost like a Mogan.
I've got a sideline reporter here. Now, after the sideline reporter is there to do interviews with the artists when they walk off the stage.
So this is your wild card pick.
Yeah, this is my wild card slot. And can't you just imagine Madonna and Elton John just got into a little they almost came to blows over whether or not this person should stay on the show. And Lil Wayne chimed in with a mumble or two about yes or no. And then Lil Wayne says, all right, let's catch up with her backstage. Over to you, Weird Al Yankovic. Wait, baby, come on.
You really got off the rails.
Oh, my God.
I thought we were taking this seriously.
I am. Weird Al Yankovic. He's been recording number one tracks since longer than every single contestant's been alive.
He is an amazingly accomplished musician. He plays all the instruments.
That's what's important.
He's a great interview.
That's what's important.
Wears all his own Hawaiian shirts.
Yes. It was a great interview. I love my team.
If this were a fantasy draft, I'd be making sure we had your money.
Yeah, look,
we have $150, right?
This was an auction draft. You would have bet $150 on that pick.
Oof.
All right.
You know, Weird Al Yankovic is a dad at my daughter's school. I think he's available.
Have you said hello to him?
I haven't.
What do you call him, Al?
Him and Scott Bakula.
Do you know what to call him? Mr. Yankovic?
Mr. Yank.
Yankee?
You just call him Al.
Al?
Yeah. Jay Kang on the clock.
Oh,
he picked Oprah, Prince, and Katy Perry.
All right, so that it is true that Katie needs somebody to flirt with.
I'm calling this team lack of sexual attention.
Especially since Katy Perry is recently single.
Yep.
And I wanted to bring in somebody who would make their sexual chemistry a little bit weird.
I hope you know her.
Also being one of the biggest recording artist today and a verified musical genius. So
Mr.
I'm
Two
having...
Year huh? Mr. 2 Year Girl?
I know where he's going here.
This man is known by one letter and one name.
Mr. 2 Year Girl?
Mr. R. Kelly.
Yes! Oh! It's Mr. 2 Year Girl!
That is an amazing value pick this late in the
draft. R. Kelly
is next on my list, yeah.
R. Kelly, Katy Perry, sexual tension would be amazing. I don't know if R. Kelly is sane enough to have sexual tension with Katy Perry.
Is he allowed on television?
Is he allowed within 100 yards of people under
American
17?
Idol contestants?
that's allowed to make all the jokes that are coming into our minds right now.
Wow, listen, those are real jokes.
Yeah, it's a legitimate thing.
Sure.
R. Kelly is, from an unintentional comedy standpoint, is about as good as you're going to do in any
he
slot.
He would be totally nuts.
So. Oprah, Prince, Katy Perry, and R. Kelly. So you went four-man judge.
Four-judge panel.
I have a serious point. Just like Prince, I can't think of anything that R. Kelly has said in an interview setting, like as himself.
You should read the court documents.
He did Trapped in a Closet, though, or whatever that was
called. Yeah, he's a great musician at recording things, but I'm worried about your team's lack of personality.
Yeah, I see a lot of silences with those four.
With Prince and R. Kelly, I just can't think of them as talkers.
He does have Oprah, who is the great facilitator.
Look...
That's true.
Thank you.
I hadn't even thought of that.
But when when you've got Weird Al Yankovic and Madonna sharing the stage, you don't have that problem.
All right. For my third pick, I need a female. I knew she was going to be here. She's somebody we already know is good on the show because she's been a judge on the show and is right now. Oh, yeah.
You're bringing her back?
Jennifer Lopez. I like J-Lo. Who doesn't like J-Lo?
That's a steal.
She looks awesome in HD.
Steal.
I like her opinion. She's become the den mother of the show. It's not her fault she's on a bad team.
Yeah.
She's like one of those basketball players who's on the crappy team, and she's putting up big stats, and everyone's like, hey, your team's losing. Oh, no. She's a winner. She's going to be on my team. And best of all, the Jamie Foxx, put her right between Jamie Foxx and JT. Be a lot of flirting. Almost like a little love triangle. Maybe a little Star Magazine, National Enquirer, is J-Lo, whatever. She's single. Oh, yeah. Fox, JT, J-Lo. I've just brought the show back. I saved it.
Yeah, great job.
Thanks.
The tabloid thing would be real.
Yeah.
Like, they would run with that love triangle thing.
Fox and JT, they'd be a little testy with each other. Yeah. Well, Santi, on the board for two.
I've already replaced the Paula Abdul slot. Now I'm going to replace a slot of somebody currently on the show. Guy who's proven himself fairly useless over the past 10 years, but has held on to his job. Because he's somewhat likable. But, you know, he's not stepped up and taken over the critical responsibilities of the judge. And so he's out. Rennie Jackson, out.
Thank God.
I'm going to the four-judge configuration here.
Ooh.
My final judge, taking the Rennie Jackson slot. Suge Knight.
Oh, he was on my list.
Solid.
He was really on your list?
Yeah, he was on my list. I'll show you after.
We need somebody who's not afraid to speak his mind, who's not afraid to back it up with
That's a good pick.
Violence,
he's
going to
be my wild card pick.
Not afraid of nuclear holocaust, not afraid of cancer, not afraid of fear.
Imagine him holding a contestant by his ankle off a balcony the Hollywood Renaissance Hotel.
It's a great pick. I actually think...
The panel needs an enforcer. It needs somebody who's afraid of nothing.
Yeah.
Somebody who also to keep Kanye in line. Tell Courtney Love to shut up when it, you know.
It's a great pick.
When she's running off at her on a clonopin jag.
Courtney Love would punch him in the face at least once throughout the season.
Oh, yeah. You're going real dark, like, real, like, sort of, like, heavy and dark with this, huh? Like, Courtney Love and Suge Knight on the same panel.
Yeah, that is a dark panel.
Yeah.
I don't like your
that's
team
why,
chemistry.
That's why that, yeah. I think that Grohl like a lot and Kanye of bad lighten it up. Happened.
I think he went four judges because he knew that four of them wouldn't make it through the season alive.
I think that's half dark, half fun. Like, that's a fun panel with Kanye and Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Barrel
Ash. They're your energy guys.
I don't... Dave Grohl is, like, your funny, lighthearted guy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's funny.
Right.
He brings it.
All right.
Do you have another pick now?
Yeah, one more.
I guess I've got it on the snake. Coming back around, I have to go to a coach... Not a guy necessarily with a musical background, although, well, he does have a musical background. Not a musician himself, has often worked with musicians. Kind of made his way in Hollywood, started on the music video route, graduated to making terrible movies. Was going to be this year's Oscar producer.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Got in a little bit of trouble, got thrown off.
This is the coach?
This is a coach. Really? This is going to be a coach.
Oh, God.
Mr. Brett Ratner.
Wow.
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 I mean...
What are you doing?
This could probably...
Why did you do that?
How many rounds would it go before you drafted Brett Ratner, J. Kang?
I don't think that there's enough.
3,
I would put my I would put myself on the show before.
Yeah, I think I would be around my 6,700th pick before I got to Brett.
Look,
Ratner.
I'm just building my most interesting show here.
I would probably.
This is a show
Bruce
I would
Ratner
watch
first.
The hell out of.
Here's the thing: if Brett Ratner walked into this room, I wouldn't know who he was. Like, I know him by name. I would not have any idea who he was, though. If he walked into this room,
I would take Bruce Ratner over Brett Ratner, for sure.
Would you take Brett Butler over Brett Ratner?
Billy Butler.
They're close to each other.
All right.
He could get in a little trouble. You know, he's coaching young girls.
Pick. Okay, you can't take that pick back.
I'm not taking it back. I'm proud of that pick. I stand behind that pick.
I think
he's
I'm
Mr. Hollywood.
Draft. I think I just won the draft.
You think you win every draft.
This one I feel pretty good about, and you're going to be personally upset with this next pick. Right. That you didn't think of them.
You're not taking Redman, so that's fine.
I need a fourth person. I wasn't totally good with the four-judge panel, but I really like this one.
You've got four people.
I have three.
Okay.
I need a little bit of an older guy, a little quirky. You're not sure what he's going to do and say each episode. He's a guy who's been on the BS Report before. He was fantastic. Very opinionated.
I know where
funny.
You're going.
Contemporary. He plays for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Still a relevant band. Flea. He's my fourth judge.
I was sure you were going to say Chad Smith.
So I'm going with Fox, JT, J-Lo, and then Flea. And I think Flea will actually be the best of the four. He'll have the best musical opinions of the four
Flea
people.
Flea quits in the third week. I'll tell you.
That's fine. That's good for my ratings.
Well,
good.
You've got a buffer when you pick a four-judge panel.
Yeah.
You've got the buffer for somebody quitting. You can go on
that's
with
fine.
It's like an airplane that loses an engine. You can still land it.
I have another wrinkle for you because we said we'd come up with wrinkles as we do this. I'm not going to necessarily say every week that I have my four. I'm going to go three most weeks, only bring out the four for the huge weeks. Tell people like, hey, JT, you don't have to be on every week. I just want you for like two-thirds of the week. Same for you, Jamie Foxx. I know you're busy. You're making bad movies. probably making some bad albums. I don't need you all the time. I need you for the tail end. I need you for the auditions and all that. So we go three. We have the capacity to go three or four.
Well, there'll be some sort of show. Can Weird Al Yankovic, the sideline interview, interview you about your decision before every show?
Sure.
So like, you'd be like the star producer. Like, so Bill, who are you going with this week?
He's going to interview Brett Ratner, because after the Santa's team gets kicked out, I'm going to have him. So, all right, Jay, you're up.
All right, this is a new role that I was envisioning. I always find myself fast-forwarding through the introductions before the show, like, and I think that they need a recognizable face before their performance when they, like, go home or they're talking to their parents and stuff. Like, I think instead of just having that, they should show somebody interviewing that person. And so you just have another face to sort of go with those video segments. And the person that I chose for that role is America's sweetheart, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Doubles up the Katy Perry role.
I'll tell you, that's a pretty interesting pick. No, woman.
How is that a terrible pick? She's so far below the threshold of acceptable fame for the show at this point.
No, women hate her. Women instinctively hate her. It's a nice pick.
So far below the acceptable fame guy just picked Brett Ratner. Okay? You just picked Brett Ratner.
He's one of Hollywood's most successful directors.
Sure. So successfully got kicked out.
Every guy over the age of 27 would tune in.
His last movie didn't do so
for Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think.
Does Jennifer Love Hewitt have any fans under the age of 33?
No, but she's very weirdly...
To use a Jake Hangism?
She's really weirdly famous, I think. Like, more than anyone else on that show from Party of Five. She's by far the most famous.
That Lifetime Madam.
She's famous because she has a brand new show that gets promoted every single year. Because all the shows sink. That's why she's famous, because she's on a billboard every year.
Does she keep getting shows?
I have no idea. That's not my job. My job is to hire Weird Al Yankovic as a sideline reporter.
All right.
Okay.
You're up, Jacoby.
All right. I just want to list the three people that were chosen in this round before I'm about to make my selection. Brett Ratner, a man by the name of Flea, and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Flea was a good pick.
So, as one of my coaches, this person is going to take a young man or woman, budding star under their wing, and shape them into an artist. This man goes by the name of The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
No, not feasible.
Not feasible. Not feasible.
What are you talking about?
No.
What are you talking about?
No way.
Well, Madonna's doing it, but Bruce Springsteen's not doing it? Kanye's doing it, but Bruce Springsteen's not doing it?
Springsteen's not
Oprah. Oprah's signing up for this, and Bruce Springsteen's not doing it.
Oprah's not doing anything right now.
This basically represents everything Bruce Springsteen is against. Yeah. He's not going to be down for this.
Can I imitate Bruce Springsteen getting the call?
I don't think it would be fair that people who work in the factories and make songs about factories. And for the factory workers, I can't do this.
That's what he would say. That was actually an impersonation of Adam Carolla as a person.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
I feel like
somewhere.
He just hangs up without saying anything.
Now he gets very upset.
All right, well, another person's very upset, me, right now, because Oprah will do American Idol, but Bruce Springsteen won't. Fine. Good thing I've got a list of about 45 people here to back me up. Coach, this person comes in, and this is going to be the strangest type of image consultant you've ever heard of. One of the greatest recording artists that has ever recorded art. A blind man named Stevie Wonder.
What is his job?
He's a coach?
He's a coach.
Oh, interesting.
So he's got the whole, like, I can't
coach
see
before?
You
he
thing
has coached.
Going on.
He has coached before.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Back. That's
he's
good.
Not a bad coach. He hasn't been a bad coach.
No. I'd much rather have Brett Ratner. You're right. Yeah. No, we got Jennifer Love Hewitt. It's great. Yeah, we'll take her over, Stevie Wonder.
She's doing two interviews a show.
Okay.
Right. So he's your coach.
Do people have any idea how many music videos Brett Ratner has directed?
he could
steer them on the image side, teach them how to get famous on very little talent.
All right, you have last pick, a wild card pick.
Oh, that's right. I've got my last pick, too.
No, we're going around, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Wild card pick.
I'm going to have this person on my team. Honestly, they're a utility player. They could be a judge. They could replace Ryan Seacrest as the host. They could be a coach. But here's one thing I know. If this person's on my team, people are going to watch the show and they're going to enjoy it. The most entertaining man, in my opinion, in the entertainment industry, Christopher Rock.
Hmm.
I just want him around. I don't know what I'm going to have him do. Maybe if you, Weird Al gets sick, then he's the sideline guy. Maybe I'll throw him in the hosting
role
once in a while.
Yeah, like replace Seacrest.
Yeah, I would have him replace Seacrest. Yeah, I would. I mean, wow. I just want him on my team. Chris Rock is it's probably less feasible that he would do this than Bruce Springsteen, but no one gets all up in arms about this.
I wanted to throw in feasible, but then I felt bad.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Yeah, I think he would consider it. He'd consider it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't hang up on you.
That's a great pick.
So Jacoby's final team. Your judges are Madonna, Elton John, and Lil Wayne.
Win.
Your sideline reporter is Weird Al Yankovic, who, by the way, already accepted. He just texted me.
Huge win.
He's like, hey, heard your dad. Stevie Wonder's your coach.
Genius.
And then Chris Rock is your utility guy.
We should just end it right now. I've got Chris Rock, Lil Wayne, and Elton John.
All right, let's do Kang's team.
All right, my last pick is going to be my coach. I think that this person could bring the crazy from time to time, but since it's all recorded, the coach segments, it would be more controlled. I think arguably the second greatest rock singer the last 30 years or so behind Freddie Mercury, and definitely an icon, but maybe not one that can reach the younger kids right now. Mr. Axl Rose.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I thought you were going Mick Jagger then.
Wow.
Axl Rose. He can't even coach himself.
All Idol shows will begin at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't have a show again this week. Axl's not around. That's pretty interesting. I think you need a second coach for all the times he doesn't show up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd have to... well, I guess you're covered with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Late round
steal.
She's
available.
Wow. What was Love Hewitt's role again?
She's during those boring segments where they're meeting their families and stuff like that. She like interviews them instead of just having them talk.
Like a field reporter.
Kang didn't take a reliable person out of his six: Oprah, Prince, Katy Perry, R. Kelly, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Axl Rose.
How is Oprah not reliable?
Oprah and Jennifer Love Hewitt are showing up.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is showing up every day.
Oh, she probably is. Yeah. Right.
She's a pro.
All right, my last pick, wild card pick. This is somebody that I want to be the coach with Billy Joel and maybe be the only coach the days that something weird happens with him. And also somebody that I envision a new role as kind of a sideline reporter type, how they have with Dancing with the Stars, Samantha whatever her name.
Okay.
Just a really good-looking woman who's dressed up, talking to the people. You just feel good. She makes you feel gooey inside. She's attractive. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. Just go.
Yeah, she's just... one of those people.
This person might be on my list, actually.
You just feel warm. You don't want to, like, you're not thinking dirty thoughts about her, but you'd think, like, I'd want to marry this person. And if in another lifetime, I'd feel comfortable spending the next 60 years. Miss Shania Twain.
Ooh.
Oh, that was not the person.
Yeah.
Shania Twain.
She's beautiful.
She was great.
She was
when
great
she was on
when
the show.
She was on
she
that.
Was.
She was great.
She was great.
And she's like, in her late 40s now, and she still looks
she's
like
very
some weird
cougary. Yeah, she looks awesome. She's really attractive. In fact, I mentioned like 4 or 5 times during the show how great she looked, and my wife got mad. She's like, why don't you marry her? Give me one of those.
It's a good sign.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good sign.
But also knew I was 100% justified. But there's something warm about her. I just feel like I liked when she was on the show. I was actually hoping she was going to get the J-Lo spot.
She's good at encouragement.
Yeah.
But so is J-Lo.
Should be a good coach. So ever as coach, sideline reporter, maybe grab the people off the stage after.
All right, so your
final... So my final team is I have Fox, JT, J-Lo, and Flea as the 4 judges, but I'm not going 4 every round. Could be someday 3, you never know. Then I have Billy Joel as my coach, and then Shania Twain as the other coach / sideline reporter. It's pretty strong.
It's strong for like people over the age of 35.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. JT, I think we'll get people under 35.
Yeah, because
where's all the youth on your team, Kang?
Yeah,
you've got Oprah. Prince,
Oprah is
R.
timeless.
Kelly, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's been
Axl
his
Rose.
Go-to criticism of everybody else.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
He picks the people who would most appeal to your right. Average selection of housewives, except for R. Kelly.
That's true.
Lasanti, it's your last pick. You don't have a coach, I don't think, or do you? Is Ratner your coach?
Ratner was a coach.
Okay, so he's,
was a coach.
So you still have a wild card spot.
Yeah, I think I have to go wild card to finish it up.
Yep. Right now you have Kanye, Dave Grohl, Courtney Love, Suge Knight, and Brett Ratner.
I feel like I need a glue pick at the end here.
I think you do.
You've got the wrap party I want to be at, though. That's for sure.
It's the best dinner party ever.
Yeah.
All right, I need somebody. I need a little bit of glue, a little. An anchor man. Somebody likable. Somebody reliable. Somebody everybody could get behind. Somebody who probably would never do it, but still might be feasible. Someone who's got a show who's coming back this week. Someone who's a big sports fan.
Oh.
Someone who's a comedy fan.
Jay Moore.
Jay Moore. Mr. John Hamm.
Oh, wow. Boom. Interesting.
And that's the true definition of a wild card. I don't know what we're going to do.
Infeasible?
He's just going to be, you know, general host.
You could just dress him like Don Draper.
He'll just be hanging out.
Don Draper things.
He'll just be hanging out.
He'd probably be doing Don Draper things,
you know,
with Courtney Love.
All right, so America, we're going to put this on our Facebook page, and you can vote. LeSantis' team is Kanye, Grohl, Courtney Love, Suge Knight, Ratner, and John Hamm. Ratner is the coach. John Hamm is the wild card. Suge Knight, he's a judge.
He's a judge.
I like the Suge Knight pick.
That's a good call.
I have Fox, JT, J-Lo, and Flea as judges. Billy Joel and Shania Twain as coaches, and she's also like my pseudo sideline reporter, just looking good judge. Kang has Oprah, Prince, Katy Perry, R. Kelly, J-Love, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Axl Rose. And then Jacoby.
I like the Axl.
Jacoby's team, I don't know what team you're picking. I guess we'll say it was for American Idol.
Did we tell him what show we were doing this for?
What show is this?
I have the best team
here. Is this
for
X Factor?
Look, I know you guys are trying to be funny, but I have the best team.
Madonna, Elton John, Lil Wayne, Weird Al Yankovic, Stevie Wonder, and Chris Rock.
Definitely an America's Got Talent kind of roster.
Yeah.
All right. Can I just point out one person on each of your teams? You know who's not on the show?
Come on.
Flea's not on the show. Brett Ratner's not on the show. And neither is Jennifer Love Hewitt. Top to bottom, I've got the best roster.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, you mean that we wouldn't make your roster?
Yeah, you would never be on my roster.
So you're saying that Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I think it's safe to say that none of us could have possibly come up with your roster.
Yeah.
Can we talk about people we had
on
our list?
If we did the Diamond Mind 1000 simulated drafts,
well, quick
none of us would
mentions.
Ever recreate Jacoby's roster.
Mentions.
Let's just go in a circle for honorable mentions.
Okay.
You can start, Jacoby. Just one, and then I'll say one.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, why didn't you go with that over Weird Al?
Cool.
I've got Weird Al, you know?
We would have probably shot that one down.
Yeah, the thing with Denzel is you could have had him be evil Denzel week, and then cool Denzel next week, and then
inspirational Denzel.
Gay bashing fear of AIDS Denzel the next week from Philadelphia.
Give a 17-year-old PCP.
Yeah. My toughest omission, I think he'd actually be really good on this show in some capacity, Adam Lambert.
Is he famous enough?
Well, with that show, he is. Anybody who watches that show knows who he is. And I actually think he has a good personality, good singer. Like, I think he'd be a good coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'd be a good judge. I think he'd be a good coach. What do you think, LeSanti? No?
He'd be all right.
All right. You're up. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. I wanted to figure out a way to squeeze Jack White in there.
Oh.
He'd never do it, but... To me, he'd be the idol version of what Ben Folds turned into on that the NBC
sing-off,
who was actually turned into like a great, thoughtful, you know, judge. Yeah, he was actually really interesting. He actually had a lot of technical knowledge and was critical when he needed to be. He was entertaining. I feel like Jack White might be a little bit on the weirder end of the scale.
Now, do you feel the
Plus,
same
I just
way?
Want Jack White around in anything that involves music.
Yeah. Billy Corgan, I think, would have been...
He's the guy who could make something different out of Idol. He could somehow pull it together.
Billy Corgan, I thought, had the same kind of weird...
I had Corgan on my list also, but I couldn't go
he's
there.
He's played every
Dave
instrument.
Grohl and Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Well, and also, he's weird-looking and not famous anymore.
He actually was just last week saying that he would... be okay with having some role on Idol.
Mm. Who did?
Billy Corgan did.
Oh,
Kang, who else did you have?
This was actually just a straight-up play for sex and the youth of America. The person I wanted to put on was Kesha.
Oh.
This one is going to sound funny when it comes out of my mouth, but I want you to close your eyes and imagine the things that would come out of his mouth after he heard a performance.
Don't say Chris Brown.
I will not. This guy would be great because he'd be mean and he'd be honest and everyone would hate him.
Jay Kang?
I thought of that one too.
He couldn't bring in the tweens.
Oh, please.
Larry David.
Oh. He'd be so uncomfortable.
It'd be so much fun.
Do you think that he could get off of it? Do you think he could, like, get his jokes off, though, and, like, his meanness off?
Like, yeah. We all agreed that Bill Clinton would be the best Steven Tyler
scene. Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't do
There's no question about it.
So, what if Alec Baldwin was dressed up as Tony Bennett? And he was one of the judges, but he was Tony Bennett the whole time. It was a whole performance. It was performance art the entire time.
I'm kind of shocked nobody took Mick Jagger.
Oh, he's on
Was he on all our list? He was on
list. I didn't have Mick Jagger.
You just can't have him next to Elton and Madonna. It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Actually, wouldn't Keith Richards be better?
No.
I don't think he can read Keith Richards' book.
He could fill the Paula Abdul slot.
Did you read his book?
No.
He's like really thoughtful. I liked his book.
I always feel like those guys didn't write their own books.
I have a random guy who isn't famous enough, but I think he'd be awesome as a judge. The guy from Train. I heard the guy from Train at Howard Sternwitz, and he was like,
"Don't they play on The Bachelor?"
Well,
aren't they the Bachelor house band?
So he has reality experience.
They also play the LA
available for any reality.
They play the LA Food and Wine Festival to like, to 2,000 women over the age of 45.
Any Howard Stern fan will back me up. Stern did an interview with him, which is one of the best interviews I've ever heard on the Stern Show. That's why they'd be a good judge. I don't know if he has the name recognition. Considering all of you laughs.
Considering we can't come up with his name.
Yeah. He's the guy from Train.
Hey, guy from Train. What do you think about that performance?
Let's go to guy from Train.
I have a name, Ryan.
Would you be for or against Adam Duritz?
Against.
You have a weird fascination with that guy.
Well, I think he'd really be tortured by it emotionally. He'd get the ladies. He'd end up dating one of the contestants. He would have dated Shannon McGrain or whatever her name was.
Is she
old enough?
She's 16.
No.
Who's 18 who he could have dated on this year's show?
Are any of them left?
They're all like 16 Jessica or Sanchez? 27. I think Jessica Sanchez, 17.
I think she's like 17.
Who else? Who was your wackiest pick
Erica
that you
Van
particularly Pelt? Would have liked?
No, I threw mine out there. R. Kelly.
Oh, you actually did it.
Yeah.
How about Steve Van Zandt?
Oh.
Is he playing Sylvia or not?
No. He's become Sylvia at this point. Have you seen there's that whole thing.
I enjoy his serious channel.
How about Jewel?
Jewel is on The Voice. She's not good.
Oh, she's on The Voice?
Yeah, she's on there from time to time. She's not doing well.
How about Seal?
Post-divorce.
Post-divorce is solid. I thought about him.
As a coach?
I thought about him. I've got some names to throw out there.
Let's hear it.
Wyclef Jean.
Mm. Oh, that's a good idea.
I think he'd be good for TV. Mm. This is a guy, a personal favorite of mine that no one else in the whole world seems to enjoy as much as I do. Kid Rock. I think he'd be good. He's good. He could be mean. He could be hip-hop. He could be country. He's got a lot of range.
You know what? Even though I've disliked every pick you've made today, I really like the Kid Rock.
I like Kid
Rock. Kid
Rock
would be good on the show.
Your throwaway picks are way better than your actual picks.
Yeah.
Look, with
it's too bad you didn't get a
do-over. Were you overthinking it?
Look.
Kid Rock
picks,
was your best pick.
I stand
pick.
By my picks.
I would let you sell Kid Rock for any pick
Kid
you made.
I take him
would
over anyone you pick.
Just so you can get two Facebook votes.
No. Facebook, look, I got Lil Wayne on my team.
All
right. Nobody on your teams even have
just
a Facebook
The bars page. Are all going to be like this. There's going to be three bars here in the Facebook vote, and then Jacoby's bar is going to be all the way back here.
Yeah.
Just telling you.
That's fine.
No one threw
Kid
out
Rock
a Dell.
Was a good one.
No one threw out a Dell. Thought that might be
unfeasible.
I think we all don't want her to do it. Yeah, I think that's.
She's the most famous musical
and
actor.
She's
kind feasible just
she's
by
kind of
virtue
boring.
Of being.
I,
we nobody threw out P. Diddy either. Why do we think he wouldn't do it?
Oh yeah, good call.
I thought for sure he was going to be
great.
Yeah, that's too legitimate. Why didn't we think him? It's right.
Jacoby, which one of your picks do you want to throw back and take P. Diddy?
I don't want to throw back any of my picks.
You know what?
I'm in the trenches with Weird Al.
Why don't we have a fifth team of leftovers of P. Diddy, Kid Rock.
I think I got Wyclef
Jagger
on there, Denzel.
What female?
Wyclef should be.
Oh, Mariah?
I had Sade, but
Mariah?
I didn't know how to speak.
Mariah. Another one I was surprised by.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Lady Gaga is still available.
Yeah.
Nobody likes her.
Really? Nobody likes Lady Gaga?
It's talking about the Twitter thing. Doesn't she have the most
she's annoying.
Twitter followers?
How about Ozzy?
I kind of love Lady
Gaga. How about
Ozzy
as the incomprehensible judge?
He's almost
listen to the Lady Gaga Howard Stern interview.
How about Lionel Richie?
As
a coach?
I have him on my list.
He always coaches.
Like he's
never good.
Yeah.
I had Jennifer Aniston as a judge.
All right, the guy from Train.
How about Skrillex?
Ooh.
House DJ.
I don't know, but can he...
Can you really go in and out of
talk?
Break with
isn't
that
he, isn't he 16 years old?
Skrillex Eddie Murphy? I don't know what when Eddie Murphy.
Because he hasn't been funny for 15 years.
Oh, okay.
He stopped. How about Phil Collins?
I love Phil Collins. Bjork, sideline reporter. Mm. No, I like Bjork.
What about The Rock?
I'm in on The Rock.
Oh, I don't know what he'd do. It's just fun to have that dude around.
I bet Plus The Rock, the live experience.
I bet The Rock could. I bet he
Chris,
could.
Any wrestler would be good at this because they're so used.
Maybe
to
The Rock
on TV.
Is the warm up guy.
We can wrap it up.
Gets
who is the token? So the fan vote will be P. Diddy, Kid Rock, Mariah, Seal.
Seal's pretty good.
Seal is coach.
No Jagger.
Jagger, let's put Jagger. So yeah. Jagger is the four. Seal is coach.
Drake. I want to throw Drake out there too.
Nah, I don't think it's feasible.
Okay. He's popular.
Do you think he's like too successful? He's like Jay-Z. He doesn't need it.
We shouldn't be planning this so that the Castaway team wins.
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah. But that team is so much better than any of our
teams.
Your
feelings? Who cares if the Castaway team wins? Seriously.
I care.
Okay.
Why are we setting something up so that we lose?
It's a good point. All right. So once again, the final teams. Lisanti, Kanye, Grohl, Love, Suge, Ratner, John Hamm.
Courtney, not Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Courtney Love.
Simmons, Fox, JT, Joel, J-Love, Flea, Shania Twain. Kang, Oprah, Prince, Perry, Kelly, J-Love, Axel, Jacoby, Madonna, Elton, Lil Wayne, Yankovic, Wonder, Chris Rock.
I don't know why I'm taking so much flack.
It was a Lil Wayne, Yankovic,
Madonna
back to back.
Chris Rock. It was Lil Wayne.
It was the last four picks.
Other than that, very solid team.
All right, I'll take Chris Rock. Enjoy.
That's it for the BS support. Check out Grantland.com. I think we might run the transcript for this if we can find an intern on the planet who will type it. Probably not, and we'll check you out later this week. I think we're going to do fantasy baseball with Matt Berry and a couple other things coming up. Until then.
Whoa. Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Podcenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.